Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is National Lutheran Schools Week. It's one of the funnest weeks in the studio because we have the opportunity to visit with students from Lutheran schools around the St. Louis metro area. And a privilege to welcome back to the studios today, Metro East Lutheran High School, Edwardsville, Illinois. There's students and faculty in studio with us this morning. Mrs. Katie Kylie Van in studio. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Glad to have you in studio again this year. Thanks for coming back and sharing some great music with us in chapel as well today. We have Paige in studio with us this morning. Good morning, Paige.
Good morning.
What grade, what year are you, Paige?
I am a senior.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
See the light at the end of the... How many days left?
Oh, gosh. I haven't started counting yet.
Good for you. Just enjoy every day that you have left.
I will.
And we'll talk a little bit about your future plans as well. Olivia in studio this morning. Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning.
Are you a senior as well?
Yes, I am.
Congratulations. Now, do you know how many days are left? You're just not worried about it. Mrs. Kelly Van, do you know how many days are left?
You know what? I don't even know how many days are left. But I don't want it to be over because I don't want to lose all the seniors this year. They're so wonderful.
Tell me about your work at Metro East Lutheran High School. What are the ways that you serve and teach there?
Sure. So I'm the English teacher. And so that means for sophomores. And I also teach journalism with that. And we have a newspaper that we print. And we also do a broadcast now. So that's a
new addition.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. And then I also teach resource, and through that I'm like a student success coordinator.
Well, very good. I'm curious. I want to hear more about the broadcast. I'd love to hear it sometime.
Yeah, it's really cool. We just bought a green screen, and so we're sort of experimenting with using that to film and things. And I think the kids are really having a lot of fun with it.
Now, are either of you involved in the broadcast?
Not the broadcast, no. We are yearbook producers, so rather than the on-screen.
Now, what drew you to that? Why were you interested in being involved with producing the yearbook?
I've always kind of loved journalism, and I love Miss Kylie Van. She was my favorite teacher as soon as I had her. And I'm not just saying that. She's actually wonderful. It's a lot of fun. She makes it a lot of fun. And I love to make it's a creative outlet.
Mm-hmm. Olivia, are you involved in the yearbook as well?
Yes, I am. I'm kind of her secondhand woman. I kind of help her with whatever needs put together, and I just really enjoy it because it's fun to be able to put together all the memories to put out to your classmates and that they'll cherish forever.
Now, how's the yearbook coming along this year?
It's coming along very, very well. We're getting a lot done very early, I would say. So I think it's going pretty well. It's looking really good, actually. So.
Excellent. Now, what's your next deadline? Do you have a deadline for the next step?
Well, right now we're kind of focusing on deciding on a cover.
Oh, we are deciding a cover. So, that's probably our next big thing that we have to get done.
That's due a little before April. So we've got some time.
We have a little bit of time.
And then what's the last step that you have to take before it goes to press?
Well, once we finish all of the pages and we especially finish the graduation page, then we take it through intense proofreading, and that's, you know, after all that's finished, then we send it off to print. So the proofreading is probably the most strenuous part for the students.
Tedious.
Yes.
It's your favorite part.
It is. I love to proofread.
Thank God for people like Paige.
What do you love about proofreading?
That's a good question.
She's like making sure that everything's right.
Yeah, I do like to make sure everything's in order and all of our ducks are in a row, but I'm kind of, English comes kind of naturally to me, and I just kind of like to go through and make sure everything looks good. I do it for fun. It's weird. So it's my favorite part.
And she's a wonderful writer as well. I've had her in English classes and, you know, like in sophomore English and in journalism as well. So I've really seen her grow as a writer, but she was inspiring right from the get-go.
Well, I'm glad that that you get to be involved in the yearbook and producing the yearbook, putting all that work in as well. How do you think this experience of producing the yearbook will serve you in the future, all that you've learned and the things that this task encompasses, how do you think that'll serve you in the future?
I guess it very much taught us a little more about organization, because that is very important, and communication with our staff and those who are actually printing, the company that prints it for us, and just kind of putting everything together and working well with others.
I'd agree. We learn a lot about communication. That's very, very important in producing such a big product. But even just practically, we've learned a lot about different softwares and how to work with them, like Photoshop and different other softwares that we've learned a lot about. Computer literacy is maybe the term I'm looking for. And time management, organization, things like that. It's actually been really helpful. Mm-hmm. We've learned a lot of like applicable life skills and things like that.
How about budget?
Budget too.
Notice we avoided that one. Nobody wants to have to work on the. Nobody wants to work on the budget. Well, I'm glad that it's been an encouraging project for you as well, and something that you've learned a lot from. What are some other things you're involved in at Metro East Lutheran High School? What are some other things, or maybe favorite classes?
Well, we are the president and vice president of the choir that sang today.
So. Yeah, that is a lot of fun.
Excellent. Well, you two seem like you work together a lot.
We do. We're a little bit inseparable. So we like it that way. Yeah.
So choir? Mm-hmm. Tell me about some of the things you've gotten to do with choir.
Filing music.
Lots and lots of filing music, for sure. And refiling and refiling.
And hanging up the robes and cleaning the robes and mending the robes. So.
Tell me about some of the music that that you get to learn in choir and that you prepare and where you present your music.
We've learned gorgeous, gorgeous spiritual songs to be able to sing in church and places like in chapel and such. It's a really unique way to be able to sing, because you don't get that kind of outlet in public school, and it's very nice to be able to sing at churches.
So you get to learn sacred music and present it in, for example, here, and encouraging us with that great music here in chapel at the LCMS International Center. And do you present music also at your school for any of the services, or do you have chapel there? Do you present in chapel as well?
We do. We have chapel 3 times a week, and every once in a while we'll get to do one of our pieces in chapel. We've done the 2 pieces we did today. We've done those for chapel before, and we'll do a couple of other of our sacred pieces for chapel just every once in a while, usually before a concert, something like that, to kind of A, provide some music for the concert, and B, be able to promote our upcoming concert, things like that.
Tell me about the selections you prepared for chapel today.
We did On Eagle's Wings, which is a very popular sacred song. It was a different arrangement of it, and it's absolutely gorgeous. We also did a benediction, The Lord Bless You and Keep You, which is just another gorgeous example of...
It's a longtime favorite of our choir. Mm-hmm. I've been doing that one personally for a couple of years now, so we really love that one.
How long have you been at... Have you been at Metro East Lutheran High School all 4 years?
I have.
You have?
Mm-hmm. I transferred my sophomore year.
Why did your family choose Metro East Lutheran High School?
Personally, I have been in Lutheran schools my whole life, kind of that whole thing. And we kind of wanted to continue that. My brother started out in a public school, didn't really like it. He transferred first quarter of his freshman year to Metro, and he was so much happier. And just the smaller environment is really welcoming. And there are a lot of opportunities at Metro to get involved in various things like journalism or drama or music or sports, whatever it is. And it's a really just welcoming environment, and the Christian education is a definite bonus. So,
what would you say, Olivia?
I transferred after my freshman year because, well, my family decided this because it was a very overwhelming experience to be in a public school, especially since I'm so interested in music, and it's very hard to be able to succeed in such a large program with so many kids. And kind of transferring to Metro has allowed me to put, like, you know, try out new things like journalism I would have never been able to do in a big public school. And of course the added Christian education, which is wonderful and of course not available in public schools.
So there are many aspects to the what influenced your decision to come to Metro East Lutheran High School. Now, Mrs. Kylie Van, both students said that the Christian education is an important part of what their education at Metro East Lutheran High School. Why is it important to you to be a part of the faculty of a Lutheran high school?
Well, first and foremost, it's God's calling to me, and I'm so grateful that the Holy Spirit has given me, you know, a part in this ministry. I love every minute of it. It is wonderful. I think that the faith is, and the teaching of the faith is such an incredible part of what the Lutheran Church does best. You know, I think up there with the Catholic Church, we are known as, you know, the premier church body for education. And I think that God has blessed us in that way because we are strong in the faith and we hold to the LCMS doctrine. And when we teach this, I think one of the most gratifying parts of being a teacher is seeing that take root in students, in their lives. And even though you wouldn't necessarily think that it's taking root, then all of a sudden something happens and you see that it is firmly planted in their hearts. And I'll just give you an example. In chapel today, we prayed for one of our students, Adam Bearhorst, and he is struggling with Ewing sarcoma right now and having a big operation today that's really going to change, you know, a lot of his life. And he has shown the most remarkable faith, and it is just absolutely inspiring. In my talks with him, I have been astounded. You know, there are people who have been in the church for years and you know, can't boast of a faith like this. Not that we can boast in our faith, of course. It's a gift from God, but just an incredible witness. And I'm so thankful that I was able to be a part of the Holy Spirit's work in imparting that to people like Adam. And he's just one of many, many students who show their faith and then who give back to the church and become really ministers themselves. And even though they go off and they do their different things and lead their different lives, we also have the reassurance that we're going to have an ultimate homecoming and ultimate alumni reunion in heaven. And that's just so exciting. And it's the best job, honestly, the best job in the world. And if you're listening right now, I encourage you to think about, especially if you're a young person, to think about ministry, especially Lutheran teaching, because I don't think there's a more gratifying job in the world than that.
Tell me about your colleagues, your fellow teachers at Metro East.
We have a three-person English department. We have, you know, I think the coolest thing about my colleagues at Metro is that they are so qualified. A lot of them have master's degrees or are getting master's degrees and beyond. They have experience with ministry and in their subject areas, both nationally and internationally, lots of years of experience, and they have Christ firmly planted in their hearts, and they show his love every day. It is just an amazing place, and there's such a great relationship between the staff members, and I think that is also a defining characteristic of our school that makes it such a joy to work there.
Paige, Olivia, you're both seniors. What is the next step for you? What are you looking forward to after high school? And how has Metro East Lutheran High School prepared you for that?
So I am looking at, I'm actually pretty decided. I'm looking at Missouri State for speech language pathology. I want to be a speech therapist or a communication therapist. And actually, Ms. Kylie Van has inspired me to pursue a minor in journalism. I'm really not just saying this. She's actually wonderful. She's the best. But I want to pursue a minor in journalism. I'm not sure where I'll go with that, but I know I want it to be part of my life. But I plan to become a speech therapist, and I'll go through Missouri State. But
And how do you think, how has your school prepared you for that? You obviously mentioned that Mrs. Kylie Van has helped, has encouraged you and inspired you to consider one of the areas that you'll be studying, one of the disciplines you'll be studying. How has your school prepared you for this next step for college?
I think they've done a really good job of preparing us, especially personally for me. My English teachers, the whole three-person English department, I've loved all of them. They're all my favorite teachers, the thing that I always say. They've obviously prepared me. They've made me a better writer and a better speaker and a better person, I think. But also the science teachers that I've had have helped me discover how much I love biology and anatomy, which is a big, big part of speech therapy, because you have to learn all of the speech anatomy and things like that. And they've helped me uncover my love for biology, which is I'm so grateful for, because I never would have even considered going into biology if I hadn't taken all of these classes that I've taken. And the theology teachers have helped me, you know, build like a stronger faith and a stronger foundation for the rest of my life and things, you know, things like that. They've done a really good job.
Olivia, how about you? Next step after high school?
Well, I'm planning to be either a major in vocal performance or music education. I have all my auditions for colleges in the next 2 weeks, so that's kind of scary. But I think not only is Metro-East Lutheran marketed as a Christian school, it is also a college prep school. So a lot of my classes are college credit already. A lot of them prepare you for what is to come. I have become so independent in my approach to studying and academics since I've been there. And in addition to that, I know that anytime I can ask for help from any of my teachers, and they were more than willing to help me understand what is going on. So,
when do you hear God's word? When do you, throughout your day, throughout your education at Metro East Lutheran High, when do you hear God's word? When do you hear this message of God for you, Jesus for you? When do you hear that? When do you learn of God's love for you in your studies, in your life as a student at Metro East?
All day. It's a lot. Before every first hour, there is like a scheduled block for a devotion. A lot of teachers will take time to pray before their classes. It's not every teacher, but most of them will. And we have, chapel 3 times a week. And
we pray after lunch.
And in some classes, depending on who you have before lunch, you'll pray before lunch. It's an all-day thing. It's everywhere. It's really great.
It is in every aspect of our schedule, and that's what makes it so influential.
How do you think that will shape this next chapter of your life?
I think it's very, very helpful in aiding our, because at least in this chapter, for me personally, it's very unsure. I'm not positive on where I'm going, but I know I'll be somewhere and I'll be fine. And this is all because of my faith.
Thanks be to God for those teachers and for your families and for those who have supported you through this, through your high school education and preparing you for that next chapter. And very exciting to look at these future careers that you're considering and preparing for them as well. What when others ask about your school, like, why do you go to that school? Or what is your school all about? Why do you all have, you know, those weird classes? do you ever get questions like that about your school, or why do you go to that school? What do you say in response to that?
We definitely do get those questions. Your school's so small. Why do you go there? There's like nothing to do. And I'm like, well, false.
nothing to do.
Nothing to do,
it's
for
quite,
sure.
Quite the opposite, isn't it?
I'm never busy ever. But We always get those questions. It's really common. Like, we'll have friends at different public schools. I have a lot of friends outside of Metro. But we kind of respond with, it's the environment. Like I've said before, like, it's so welcoming and everybody's very, very close. Everybody knows everything, you know, like, which is sometimes, you know, a bother, but it's actually always, most of the time, really good. It's a close-knit environment, and you know, in every aspect of our day, we have it's a faith-based curriculum, really. It's really mm-hmm. incredible.
Yes, as Paige said, we do get those questions, and a lot of them are like towards the tune of there's so little people, and how do you like make new friends and have some sort of social environment when you've a lot of them have known each other since preschool. Well, our lives constantly change as we get older, and it's very nice to have these people that we've known a lot, but there's also transfers that come in and that are just as welcome and accepted as those who have been there since the beginning. And it's very nice to have this community of students, and it's very supportive. So even if anything is going on, you always have your classmates, and that's not something you get in a public school.
Mrs. Kylie Vann, how would you describe the relationship between school and home, between teacher and family, teacher and parents, teacher, parent, and student? How would you describe that relationship?
Yeah, so our philosophy is to partner with parents, and by doing so, we believe that we can most effectively, you know, move the child forward in faith and in academics. And our ministry is not just to the student who comes, it's to their family as well. And so their family and their family's faith and health are all concerns for our faculty in administration, you know. So it's sort of a holistic ministry.
So you really care about not just the student, but what's going on in the rest of their lives as well, and really making as you said, holistic approach.
Right, and I think that knowing the student's background and knowing the family informs the way that we individualize the instruction, because part of my work as a resource teacher and a student success coordinator is to make sure that throughout the school, teachers are individualizing instruction for student needs. And the best way to do that is to know the ins and outs of each student and their strengths and their weaknesses and their families. And that's the way that we teach everyone at their own individual paces so that everyone can learn in the best way possible.
We have just a little bit of time, just a few seconds left. Anyone you want to say thanks to or any shout outs today as we wrap up our time together?
I think that I'd just like to ask for prayers for the Bearhorst family, especially as their son Adam is going through his major operation today.
Certainly.
I think our director, Mr. Brumbaugh, he obviously couldn't be here today. He's going through a lot right now, but he's absolutely wonderful. He's one of my very favorite people.
I agree wholeheartedly.
he's incredible. So definitely for him.
Well, thank you both. Anything else you wanted to add there, Olivia? Well, thank you both. Thank you all three for being my guest today on Faith and Family. It was a joy to have you in studio to learn more about Metro East Lutheran High School. And melhs.org is the website to find out more about Metro East Lutheran High School. Congratulations to the seniors and all that lies ahead for you. God's blessings. Thanks for being my guests.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word, right here on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.